All right, we are up and recording. If you'll state your full name and your title or association with the event, please.
My name is Bud Clavin, and Miss Brenda Jennings is my wife's hairdresser, and she has been president of this committee for a few years. And her father, Bill Roberts, started this thing with the country music back in 1977 or 78. This thing has been going on for 81 years now. Mainly it started around the coal miners, because whenever some of the old coal mines played out, these guys would come back each year and they would do some little something like a picnic or something. And then in 77, Mr. Roberts changed it over where they had country music. And now his son, Donnie, is the president. And each year they have live entertainment, and it's a name brand star, usually once or twice during Friday and Saturday night.
Well, Bud, I've actually heard about the Bavera Homecoming. I've really actually heard very good things about it. So let's start with tonight, Thursday night. What's on the agenda?
Okay. On the agenda tonight, for Thursday night, it's just local talent around the area. Last night they had Travis Marvin, and Friday night will be John Conley, and he will play at 7 and again at 9. And then Saturday night, Keith Anderson, and he plays at 7 and 9. They have a carnival there, and they give out armbands. And they had a parade, and they had a queen contest. And then they also have burgers and fries and hot dogs, sodas. They have a beer garden. And this is solely supported by the money from the people that come and buy sandwiches and sodas. And takes a sizable amount each year to get the carnival there, get the entertainment there. And in the past, you know, they've had T.G. Shepherd, they've had Johnny Lee, Holly Dunn, or Friday night is John Conley, and then Saturday night is Keith Anderson.
Bud, for my listeners that maybe have never made it out for the Bavera Homecoming, talk to me a little bit about the setup. It's, I believe, in downtown Bavera, but correct me if I'm wrong. And then do they need to bring lawn chairs, or is there seating? How does all of that work?
They can bring their lawn chairs and sit on the lawn, or they can set in the bleachers. They have bleachers there. It's real up close and personal. They just have a little fence out in front of the bandstand where you can't get too close. And singers come right out on a little runway, and they'll sing. And then after the second set is over, they'll go over to the table, and you can go over and talk to them and get autographs and T-shirts and pictures signed if you want. Just a real down-home atmosphere.
Absolutely. Bud, tell us what the Bavera population is.
Bavera's about 465 people, just a small town.
And how many people will this draw in?
I would say on the average of anywhere from 2,000 to 4,000.
Pretty impressive for a little small town like Bavera, and what a neat little town it is as well. So, okay, so we've talked about there's a carnival, and is that going on each night, tonight, Friday, and Saturday also?
Yes, and there's armbands to go along with the carnival that you can buy and use. And they have food at the carnival, like funnel cakes and popcorn and all that, you know, that goes along with the carnival. And usually the carnival is a nice carnival. It's a clean carnival. It's located right in the middle of the town. There's a little park right on the east side of the main street that comes down through Bavera. And you can't miss it. You'll see the carnival, and then the bandstand is right over behind that.
Now, Bud, is there an admission fee to get into the concert?
No. No, there's no admission fee. They rely solely on the sales of sandwiches and sodas and your support by that.
So we want to encourage everybody to come out, hear some good music, but also eat some food and enjoy the rest of the entertainment as well. So,
Very definitely.
Absolutely. Okay, so tell me anything else that we need to add, or that maybe we haven't covered, anything else that you want to talk about?
Okay, to get to Bavera, you can go through Moberly and go up to Macon and turn 36 Highway and go west, and you'll see the signs that tells you how to get to Bavera. You can go up to Chillicothe on 65 and turn east on 36 at Chillicothe and come down that way too.
But I guess I should take the time to ask you, you said local entertainment tonight. What kind of music will we hear this evening?
You can hear any array of talent tonight. It's kind of like all the younger generation and some of the older will get up and just sing either country songs or a rock song or whatever, you know, that they're adept in. And you can just come out and sit, watch, and listen, and just enjoy yourself.
Now, is that at 7 and again at 9 like the other nights?
No, it goes on most of the evening.
Okay. All right, very good. All right, one last question for you. How do I spell your last name, Bud?
C-L-A. The as in Victor, I-N.
Okay, I had it right. Okay, anything else we need to talk about?
No, I don't believe so. And I'm just a good friend to the people that kind of takes care of this, and trying to give them a little
boost.
Here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, and we hope the weather stays good for you guys over there, too. So we'll do what we can. We'll run it in our news and get it on our website and see if we can send some people your way.
Okay. Appreciate it, Christy, and good talking to you.
Well, you too. And I apologize that I lost your number. Please forgive me.
That's fine.
Okay. Thank you, bud. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.